Okay, so we're on Daf Dalet today. Let's look. Okay, please. We're on Megillah Daf Dalet. But we're on Megillah Daf Dalet. Okay, so we begin on Gilmore Bays. We're in the middle of a number of statements of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So on the bottom line on Gilmore Bays, but Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the top line now in Dalet Rala, Lod Va'ono V'Gei Farashim V'Vot Kumam Yot Yeshua ben Nun. The following towns, which he identifies as Lod and Ono and Gei Farashim, are they had a wall from time of Yeshua ben Nun. He says, let me explain what the Gemara is going to explain so you'll know ahead of time. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a, top line, page 7, line 1. Okay? So the Gemara is going to explain that these cities had walls, and then the walls, you know, came down and rebuilt more than once. So they looked at the walls and they said, you know, this doesn't look like it's going back to Yehoshua ben Nun. It looks like, you know, it was a more recent thing. So Yehoshua ben Levi says it goes back to Yehoshua ben Nun, but we'll see in a minute how he explains it. So he says, Yehoshua built those walls by El Pa'al Baninu. We see in Divrei Yamim, there was somebody else. And this is all in Shevet ben Yamin. A fellow El Pa'al built them. It should be with the Dalet at the end. He built Ono and Lod, the surrounding villages or whatever. So the point is, when it says Hubana, we think Bana means he built it from scratch. That's what we think. So if he built it from scratch, it's not going to Tamiyah Shubha Nun. His Al Pa'al is the after Tamiyah Shubha Nun. So the Gemara says, but according to that Svara, Asa Baninu, then you have to say that Asa, who was a king, but he built them, he was a king of Yehuda. He says, the thief, but even now in parentheses, it says, but even Asa the Rebbe Surah Shalitha, but there is no pasuk like that. But he corrects on the side, but even Arei Mitzurah B'Yehuda. He built fortified cities in Yehuda. Now, Rashi points out, if you look at Rashi, the eighth narrow line, in the middle of Rashi, but I think I saw, the Apagab, the Hanilab, Yehuda, Minhu, he says, it will be Binyamin Hayu. Even though the towns we're talking about were interested in Shev Binyamin, so the pasuk speaks about Yehuda. He says, Malcha Yehuda Moshlimo Binyamin. The kings of Yehuda ruled over Binyamin as well. We said Asa also, you know, fortified the cities in Binyamin. So the point is, he's saying, if building means building from scratch, then it says that Asa built them up. So Amar Blazar, line 5 on Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a, line 5. It says, so Amar Blazar, Hani Mukafot Choma Miot Shubanun Havu, that these cities were Mukaf Choma, they were surrounded by wall from Samir Shubanun. Karu Bimei Pilegesh Begiva. Then, subsequent in the time of Pilegesh Begiva, which was the war that the different tribes had with Sheva Binyamin, so then the walls got destroyed. Va'at El Pa'al Baninu. And then El Pa'al came around, and then he rebuilt the wall. And then it says, Hadarim Pol, and then the walls came down again. I don't know what the circumstances are. Ata Asa Shapsinu. Asa came Shapsinu means like to repair the walls. He says, so that's the story. So it was wall down, wall down, wall. He says, so that's what Rabbi Shimon Levi is teaching, that notwithstanding the fact that it's gone through a lot of construction, the original walls date back to the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. So Mamela, those cities would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So Dekanami, we can deduce this from a careful reading of the Pesukim. Dechtiv, Vayomer Yehuda, he says, this is Asa speaking, Nivner Harima Eila, let's build these cities. So Mechlal, Darim Habu Meikara. So the point is, they were cities, and he's saying, like, build it, but it's not building from scratch. Shmamina. So the Gemara says, indeed, that that's the way we're going to deduce it. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I have questions.
Yeah, what's up? Go ahead.
I asked you last night about Jericho, and the reason why I'm asking about Jericho is the Gemara doesn't say that Yeshua had to build them, right? It was that they were built
right. So I asked somebody today, I asked Rabbi Yisrael Belofsky. So, you know, I was thinking about on the car on the way to the yeshiva today that, you know, with Jericho, so it says you're not supposed to rebuild Jericho, but
right. They had walls.
If somebody were living in Jericho, so it's from Kefet Koma from the time of Yeshua Benun.
Okay. And Yerushalayim, now Yerushalayim, when Yeshua came in and took over, Yerushalayim wasn't built yet. I mean, it wasn't a city. It had walls at the time. It wasn't Yeshua's walls. Canaan, who built the walls?
Right. It was, right, the Yebusi. It was a Yebusi city. It had a wall.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now, so the idea is a wall, if you had a wall in like Turkey or any country, anywhere in the world at the time of Yeshua.
Right. Like the postgame, I think Chayadim brings down that that someone wanted to say that Prague was in Kefet Choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. I think there's
okay.
But it has to go back to the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Okay. All right. Let's see back. What? It says that the Navi says, like, Arur Asher Yivne Yericho. Chris is the one who builds Yericho. There's a Klala. It says, you know, with his old. What? Right. I mean, this the you're right. So you're not supposed to rebuild the city. I think it says that whoever rebuilds Yericho is subject to a klala. I think it's subject to a klala. It says the Navi. There's a klala in somebody who rebuilds Yericho. He says with his bechor, the bechor will die when he begins the project, and then his youngest son will die when he ends it, and somebody. It's Tesla Navi that somebody rebuilt it, and that's what happened to him. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, now another halacha from Rabbi Shimon Levi. I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef. You know what I need? Kedlikov and the Blue Mishnah Brura. Okay, thank you on the second shell. Okay, but I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nashim Chayvo B'Mikra Megillah. The women, thank you so much, are obligated. Okay, so he says that the women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, reading Megillah, because they were in the same mace. So, let's take this apart now. Let me do the second part first. If you look, let's look at that second Tosfos, or the third, one, two, three, the fourth Tosfos. What do the words mean that they were in that mace? So Pirish Rashba Ikar and Sayal Yadan, the Purim like they asked there, but Kanaka de Yehudi. So the Rashbam says it means they were instrumental in the salvation. So in Purim, Esther played a key role. And then Chanukah, Yehudi is the one according to she gave like similar to Yael, she gave like the milk to the Halifornis and they would kill him. But Pesach, she was Kutsa Kanyoshur in the Galu. And Pesach, in the merit of righteous women, we redeemed from Egypt. He says, now, the Kasha, but it's difficult, he says, Sha'af Mashma, Chain Tfelo. So Tosfos says, Zapshad seems a little difficult, because Afhain, even they were Ba'oto and Ace, doesn't sound like they're front and center. Sounds like they're like, on the side, Tabel. He says, Lupirishoy Yalomar, Shahain. According to the Rashma's Pshad, it should say, Shahain are you Ba'oto and Ace, not Afhain Ba'oto and Ace. Therefore, Tosfos says, it means the Tosfos says they were in the same persecution. They were also involved with the persecution. In other words, by Pesach, the Gemara in Mesech Pesachim has that the women are chayv in arba kosot, shafin and ayu b'tovaneis. So he says, okay, now. So by matzah, some ask like this: now the Gemara has a lima that women are obligated to eat matzah on Leil Pesach, and they learn it's a hekesh. It says lo tochal chametz shabbat yom tochal matzot lachamoni. Don't eat chametz, eat the matzah. So I'll teach us who's ever in the prescription against having chametz, which women are obviously in that prescription, that prohibition. They're also obligated in the other part of the Pesach, which is having matzah. So some ask, so why do I need that reason? Typically, why don't we say, we just said that whatever the pshat is, that they were instrumental in the miracle, or if they were in the persecution, so the women were involved. So what do I need the reason that I say, the first answer is that if I would do that shot, if I say that only yields a chiyuv on a derabanan level. Would only be obligated on a derabanan level. So, but if I do the hekesh, they're obligated on a deraisa level. So that's why we're using the hekesh. The women are obligated matzah on a Torah level. It says, Rabbeinu Yosef, Yishu Shalim Tires, Rabbeinu Yosef, Yishu Shalim explained, so he says that if I would learn Sha'afin Ayubo Toanes, so it sounds like this from the simple shot, it sounds like from Yosef Yushushlaim, I checked with Rabbi Shulovsky today. In other words, he seems to hold that Afin Ayubo Toanes would lead you with a Chiv Doraisa. So if that's the case, so why don't we say by Matzah Afin Ayubo Toanes? So he says that I would think. There's a gzira shava, chamisha sar from Sukkot. So I would think that just like women are exempt from Sukkah, because mitzvah is van grama, so too they'd be exempt from the mitzvah matzah. It's also mitzvah is van grama. That's what I would think. I've left my own devices. He says, it appears perikad open. The mela, but when I learn the hekesh teaches me, kol sheishno be. You know, b'bal tochal chametz, nishnu kum kol matzah. I know that women are obligated in matzah.
Malka's trying to get it.
Okay,
Malka's trying to get it.
I got her. She's in. I just let her in. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So, no. Let's go back. So again, we're talking about mitzvah cessation is man grama, positive command controlled by time. So by sukkah, the mitzvah is to eat on the sukkah. That's positive command controlled by time. And by matzah, the mitzvah is to eat matzah. It's also positive command controlled by time. So those two mitzvahs are linked with this gzeirah shava. We have chamisha sar from chag matzah. The Gemara learns gzeirah shava. So I would think that just like women are exempt from sukkah, they're exempt from matzah. That's what I would have thought if I learned afin ayubo toanes. The hekesh, I learned that anybody who's included in the proscription is included in the mitzvah. Okay, that's the second answer. Now. All right, now let's do the third Tosfos is Nashim Chayvo B'Mikra Megillah. All right, now so we're on the third Tosfos in Dalet Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Nashim Chayvo B'Mikra Megillah. Mikan Masha Shenashim Otziyot Ra'achay Remidei Chobatan. So from here, it sounds like that women could be motzi men with the Megillah. If they're obligated in Mikra Megillah, it sounds like they could be motzi men. That's what Tosfos says. He says Min Lo Ka'amar L'Shmo Mikra Megillah. Now. There's machloket among the mafarshim and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this today. They had this in the article. But is the mitzvah one of kriya or shmiya? Is it kriya to read it, or is it not shmiya? So it doesn't say mitzvah chayiv in shmiya in hamegillah. V'hachin ami mashba erech in the kamar kol shirim lekrod hamegillah. Masik kol shirim latvi ma'im shen latvi nashim. Mashblo tziyafilu anashim. So that's Tosfos initially thinks that it sounds like women can be motzi a man. But Kasha, supposes that I have difficulty for this. The Habitosef, the Tani Behedya, the Tumtum, in Motzi Lo Amino, the Lo She'en Amino. A Tumtum is a person who we don't know what sex he is. In other words, his genitals are covered over. So he can't be Motzi his another Tumtum, and it can't be Motzi an Ein Amino. And it means either Tumtum might be a female, and the person listening might be a male. So he can't be Motzi them. He says, androgynous, the person's got both sexual elements. Motzi amino, he can be mostly another androgynous. And motzi et she'en amino, it can't be motzi en amino, because rakoshesh, we don't know exactly what he is. Maybe he has a bit of a woman. So, ukshitlo adifa isham androgynous. And it's clear that a woman wouldn't be more superior to the androgynous. And some question why it's mentioned tum-tum and there's a whole shtickle on that. But the point being, it sounds like from that women cannot be motzi men. And that's the way the Bahag paskins the Isha Motzi Aminah Bala Wanashim. That a woman can be Motzi another woman, but a woman can't be Motzi a man. So V'yesh Lomar, so why does it say Nashim Chayav Opa Mikra Megillah? V'yesh Lomar, it's not the night of Lohi, we'll create Tanakh with Lohotzi an Hashem. So when it says Nashim Chayav Opa, I might have thought that they can't even be Motzi another woman. Meaning that women, that the Gemara is teaching me that they can be motzi other women. Okay, now, there's a lot to talk about this, but I may talk a little bit after the shiur is over, but let me just get the halakot out and we'll do all things with this. One second. Now, Poskim bring up a number of problems with women being, women most men, glad they're not, but let's take a look. He says, first, so the Mechaber says like this, Yeshomrim, Shanashim ain't a motzi ad anashim. Some say women cannot be motzi men. And that's the name of the Bahag. And he quotes us the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh. Now, he says, now, Hagav, Yeshomrim, some say, Isha Korla Atzma, if a woman is reading the Megillah for herself, the Varechat Lashmo Megillah, Shenachay of the Kriya. Some say women are not chayiv in kriyas a megillah, chayiv in shmiyat a megillah. And then they would make a different bracha, l'shmo megillah. And then some poskim say that the nusach of the bracha should be, let me take a look what he has it here. One second. So some say when somebody has it, So right, that's what the Ramah has. The number poskim say that she should make Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, Yimayisha Korah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'ayim B'Magen Abram. Magen Abram says, Shemitzadin Lotikra La'at Maklal. That a woman shouldn't read the Megillah at all. Ratishma Me'an Hashem. She should hear it from men. B'chozeh B'yesh La'amim Yilishmo. She has somebody to hear it from. Abram Eilam Mishi Kral Lefaneha. If she has nobody to listen, then she'll read it from herself and she'll make the bracha the way we discussed. Now, in terms of a man being yotzei from a woman, there are other problems as well. One problem the post can bring up is called Isha. If she's the same lady in the trap, so it's not, you know, pasnish like that. And they say it's also not the quote Sibor, that the woman should be the one reading the Megillah. What? I just said that some posts can say it's an issue.
For women?
In other words, if the woman reads the Megillah for a man, women for women, and that's not an issue. Women for women, it's not an issue. It's more than women for men. What? Say again. It's called Isha issue? You're right, right. Right, that's what I just said to them again around, that the woman should read these for herself. Well, that, I think that gets into the issue of what we just said. He says, I remember I said about the quotes. He says, he says, here he brings it down that he shouldn't read for men because the quote at Sibur. Therefore, even for one minute, he says, now, women with women, I there was a problem, but I didn't. And which problem did you hear that it was with the women? All right. Okay. All right. Now, he quotes here, he says, so we did the Bahag, we did this whole thing with this. Now, the Bahag says that women are exempt from Kriya Samagil. In other words, if it is the Chiyuv of Kriya or Shmiya. So Kriya is the reading, and women are just Chayv in Shmiya. So women are also Chayv in Kriya. Another issue is like this, that the Kriya during the day, this is the Turi Evan. Turi Evan holds the Kriya during the day is a Misubi to break Tuvim. It's from the Tuvim. And women, Afinu Vitwanes, a Misub Rabbanan. So it's not even the same level. Yeah, in other words, so it was men have a chiyuv this way and women have a lower chiyuv. So to hear from the woman will also be a problem that way. So anyway, he's got the Baruch Heshet in seeking a rationale for the Bahag's novel assertion. Says Gemara below, Rav Nachman says that Hallel is not recited in Purim because Kriya Tazu hi Alayla. Reading the Megillah takes the place of Hallel. And Baruch Heshet thus points out the reading of the Megillah serves a twofold purpose. For Sumi Nisa and Kriya da Hallel, both with the Megillah. Rakeshet submits the obligation of pursuing Nisa can be fulfilled through Shmiya, whereas the mitzvah of Hallel requires Kriya. Women are obligated in pursuing Nisa, but not in the mitzvah of Hallel. Therefore, the Bahag is of the opinion that whereas men are obligated in Kriya Megillah, women are only obligated in Shmiya Megillah. He's giving a little shuttle to explain why should one or the other. Okay, he's got more here on this, but I think I'm going to call it a day with this.
Did you say that some people say that the bracha for women is Lishmoa Mikra Megillah? Did you mention? why would it be Mikra Megillah? What else would you be listening to?
Yeah, no. Well, that's it. In other words, so they tied it like this, that so some shitot hold that women are chayvin kriya. Some shitot hold women are chayvin kriya. So you want to hedge your bets. And in addition to which, Lishmo Megillah doesn't have like such a clear, and it's not so clear what it means. In other words, he says, doesn't have a clear explanation of what it means. So I don't know. Anyway, but some posts can say you should say Lishmo Mikra Megillah. All right. Now, all right. That's all I have on that. No, the woman has to hear the bracha. Or she has to recite it herself, but she has to have the bracha. Okay. All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Now, the, Purim Shechaliot B'Shabbat, if Purim coincides with Shabbos, it means that the 14th day of Adar, which can't happen on our Luach, but if when the Kaddish HaPiri could happen on the Shabbos, Shomu Medorshin B'Nino Shel Yom. That day, you would darshan the Megillah. You would have darshans on the Megillah that day. So the Gemara says, my year, your Purim, what's significance of Purim? From your Purim, I feel Yom Tov Nami. The same din applies by Yom Tov. Titania, Moshet Kim Lisa, she was Shomu Medorshin B'Nino Shel Yom, Hilcho Pesach Pesach, so each one of the holidays you have to darshan on that day. So why does Rabbi Shimon Levi mentioning Purim specifically? So Purim is Tzirichalei. So Rabbi Shimon Levi had to mention Purim. So the Gemara is going to say that we never lay in the Megillah on Shabbos because we're afraid people in their eagerness to do the mitzvah will carry the Megillah and Rishus HaRabim and be over on a Deraisa level. So we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. So I might have thought that included in that gezeira is also not to give shiurim on the Megillah. I would have thought that you can't read the Megillah and you can't give the drasha from the Megillah. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, I could darshan it and I just can't read it. How much more on? But I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Person is obligated to recite the Megillah at night and then repeat it again in the morning. Now this parak in Tehillim, so Chazal darshan. Concerning Esther, it's Rashi says it's Lamanatzeh al Yelad Hashachar. He says it's like a song for Yelad Hashachar is like an Ayal, is like a hart, H-A-R-T. It's like a type of animal, like a deer. So the Gemara Masechet Yoma darshens it concerning Esther. So Elakayik Yomam Belo Taneh. I should call you by the day you don't answer, but Laila Belo Dumiyali. And at night I'm not silent either. So they wanted to say it's like that's the priest of Megillah. So Sabbath we know the Kribalelia, the Limitna might need to be W Mamas. So they thought Tamidim the Yeshiva thought that when Rishuba Levi said, if I have the Kurta Megillah Shabayom, then it meant you're obligated to recite the Megillah at night. And then during the day, you'll study the Mishnah. Lishnota can mean to learn Mishnah. So they thought I'll learn the Mishnah and the Masak Megillah during the day. But that's what he meant. So he says, this person explained to me by Rabbi Barabba, going to Amri and she, like people say, if we're Parsha Sadoa, I'll review this Parsha, the NEA, and then I'll study it, and then I'll review it. So it means like the same thing. Here's the obligated to read the Megillah at night and then repeat it during the day. Shnemar. There's a different pasuk. Lamani is merech chavod below yidom. Lamani is merech chavod is like to sing, and below yidom would have to be silent. So one is talking about the day, and one is talking about the night. He says Rashi says if merech chavod, that's by yom. Below yidom would have to be silent for laila, and that's in the parak in Narumah Hashem Tzitani. So the pasuk the darshan said parak concerning Mordechai Esther and Haman Rath Hashverosh. So he says Hashem lo kailam odeka. All right, now it comes out, I mean, so from that Turei Evan, it comes out to be during the day as a kriya from Midi Break to him. So I remember many Rabbi Eliyahu Ramnik is a Zichron LeBracha. He met many years ago. He came to Great Neck. He spoke at the Great Neck Synagogue. I remember he spoke about this, and he was saying how, you know, people, you know, tend to be mashiv of the kriya at night more than during the day. You know, at night sometimes in certain communities, you know, you have a lot of people at night, and then in the morning you have people, but not as many people at night. But the kriya during the day is really more important than the kriya at night. All right. Any questions, comments, to us, anything we did so far? All right, let's keep moving. All right. So now we're four lines from the bottom on Dalad Amad Aleph. In the villages, they're makin liyom haknisa, like the Monday or Thursday before. We went through this in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Amr b'chanina, chachamim hikilu kfarim, yomakim liyom haknisa." B'chanina says the chachamim were lenient with the kfarim, that they could be makin in their kriya to the yom haknisa. In other words, let's say, so Purim is on a Wednesday, so the kfarim will read it on Monday, because then they come to town on Monday anyway. There'll be a different shatim, either that according to the Rosh there's no minyan, but the town is a minyan, or they don't know how to read it, and somebody will read for them. Or, and then we did a little pshat, a little bit, like not that somebody from the non-chai person will read for them, but they'll read along and they'll be able to themselves. So it says, the chamur make on the farm, they'll be makin in the makisa, they should stop the maimaz and let him ship brachim. In order, they're going to be the quartermasters. They're going to provide the provisions for the people in the arim, in the ayarot, so they'll be able to celebrate Purim. They're going to bring them food and water. So we want them to be free on the day of Purim, so in other words, so it's really for benefit of the people in the cities. That's the way we think. So the Gemara says, "Lameimra, turn page on Dalam Beis 4B, the top line. Lameimra, the Kanta de Krachin Havi." So that sounds like this whole takana is a benefit for the people in the cities. That's what it sounds like. It's a benefit to the people in the cities. It's not to help the people in the Kfarim, it's to help the people in the cities. Mahatanan, so now we're going to ask questions on this pshat. But we learned in our Mishnah, Chal Yot B'Sheni, if Purim is on a Monday, Kfarim V'Ayirot G'dolot Korim Bo Bayom. So then everybody, the Kfarim and the Ayirot read it that day. They read it that Monday. So the people in the cities read it on Monday, and the people in the Kfarim will read it on Monday. V'Me'ita, and if it would be true that the purpose is so they'll be able to supply food and water for the other people on Purim, V'Kadmu Yom HaKnisa. So why are they reading on the same day? That doesn't make sense. They should read. If the purpose is we want the people in the Kfarim to be available, they'll supply food and water to the people in the cities, so they should read it the previous Thursday, and then it'll be available on Monday. But now everybody's reading on Monday, so it's not working out so well. So the Gemara says, no, Havel to Asara. So if that would be the case, so it would come out that they'd be reading the Megillah on the 10th of Adar. Remember, we learned in the Gemara earlier, remember all the Peshatim of the days that they could read it. And based on the Pesukim, it came out, remember that they added two more days, and the 13th was obvious, and the 12th and 11th, but there was no Takana to read on the 10th. Okay, so that answers that scenario. So we again, we ask the question, we deflect the question for now. So Tashma, so again, the Mishnah says if the 14th comes out on a Thursday, the villages and the cities read it that day. So before it was Monday, now it's Thursday. He says, but if we want the people in the villages to supply water and food for the people in the cities, so now they should go back to the previous Monday. If the 14th is on a Thursday, that Monday would be the 11th. So it's within our range when it's eligible. So why don't we push it back to the 11th? The fact that we don't push it back to the 11th sounds like this pshat is not correct. We just push back to the 11th. So the Gemara says, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Lo Dachinan. We don't push it back from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. So I saw some pshatim today, why that was. What was it? I saw two pshatim. Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa. That I didn't see. That's a different shot. That's not the shot that I saw today. The Yom HaKnisa was.
Why did the
performance
get that break?
No. In other words, when the Gemara says that, so So the Gemara says, so why don't we push back? If it's on Thursday, the Kfar should read on Monday. And Monday is the 11th. So why don't, the Gemara says, because we're not mocking from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur. So I said to Peshat, and why, what the Peshat is with that. So Yosef was saying, because then they'll come to do it for the other one. Okay, then, okay, well, I'll take that Peshat. I don't remember what I saw today. Maybe that was one of the Peshatim I saw. I saw the Peshatim, I don't remember. Anyway, so he says, okay, so Tashma, so assuming that we've resolved those questions, we're still at our track, though. So Tashma, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is the Mishnah in tomorrow's Daf. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Eimatoi, Mizmashatas Mishini B'chamishi. When do we move them forward or back? When do we yo the Kfar? When do we move them? Moving it back is that forward? That's moving forward, right? Forward is earlier in time, right? So, in other words, when do we make it earlier in time? He's in a place where people go into the towns on Monday and Thursday. But it's a place where people don't go to the towns on Monday and Thursday in Koratal Bismana. Then we read it Bisman, and then they're going to read it on the 14th. The if you assume that this whole Takana was to benefit the people in the cities, so because they don't make trips on Mondays and Thursdays, we're going to make things hard for the people in the Krachim. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara at this point concedes that our original understanding is not correct. It says, don't say make it earlier so that they'll be around to supply food and water for the people in the cities. Rather, it's a reward for the people in the town. The intended beneficiary is not the people in the cities. The intended beneficiary is the people in the villages. And it's Menashe Misafim Maimazon. So some want to say that the whole year they supply water and food to the people in the cities. So because of that, we want to make things a little easier for them. But that's the reward, that they get to read the Megillah a little bit earlier. And then once we do it earlier, we do Yom HaKnisa. So that's the way the Gemara has it. All right. And then, again, so it means that the intended benefit, the reason for this Takana is not to help the people in the cities, not to help. The purpose of the Takana is to help the people in the villages. We're trying to help the people in the villages. So, and we're rewarding them because they give someone, to say, water and food the whole year for the people in the Krachim. So since that's the intended beneficiary, it's their reward. So then we're not going to make things more difficult for them. So if they don't go in on Mondays and Thursdays, so we're not going to say that, that they should, go in just to read the Megillah that day. It doesn't help them. In other words, we're trying to make things easier for them. It's in those, and a benefit for them. In other words, they go to town on Monday and Thursday. I live in the village. I go to town Monday and Thursday. So I would have to go to town on Purim. So, but now I don't have to go to town on Purim because I could do it on the Monday or Thursday before. They provide food from January, from September to September, the whole year. In general, they provide the food. So that, right, all right. Okay, so that's it. Okay, so I'm going to move on. Everybody okay? Okay. All right, so we're 10 lines down on the base. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, how come when the Mishnah opens up, it says you can read the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th? So they were following the calendar date. That's what we do it. But then when he gives the example about how we're going to do it, he says, if 14th comes on a Monday, so everybody learns on Monday. If the 14th is on a Wednesday, a Tuesday, so then the villagers will read on the Monday before, which is the 13th. And then if it's a Wednesday, the village will read on 12. And then it comes out that, and then if it comes out that Purim's on a Sunday, they'll read on the previous Thursday, 11th. So it's coming out just the opposite. In other words, in the beginning, I'm going 11, 12, 13 by the calendar date. And then in the Seifa, I'm going by the days of the week. I go, if it comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. So why does he flip over? In other words, there's another way to do this. The other way to do it would be that I should give you the first case would be well, I'm going to teach you on Sunday, then it's on the 11th. Then I'll teach you Shabbos, and then I'll do, you know, then if it's on Shabbos, so they'll go back to the 12th, and then if it's on a Friday, they'll do the 13th. In other words, that would be the other way to do it. So why doesn't he do it that way? So he says, Mishnah Reisha the Nakat Sidur Diarka, Mishnah Seifti Nakat Sidur Diome. I didn't chapkile Nakat Sidur Diome. He says, right, in order to do it the way that I just suggested, he's got to like flip over the days of the week. In other words, he's got to start off that if Purim begins on a Sunday, then they read it on the 11th. And the Kfarim, we'll finish the Kfarim. So if Purim is on a Sunday, then I read on the 11th. If Purim is on a Shabbos, then I'll read on the 12th. If Purim is on a Friday, I read on the 11th. The 13th. That's confusing. Again, all the Mishnah were taught by heart. It's confusing to think this way. So it's much easier to say 11, 12, 13, and 14, and then say, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, go through the week, the days in the order. So that's why he does it that way. All right. Now, let's go over again the halakha and the Mishnah about Chal Yom Erev Shabbat. Turn back to the Beis and Aleph. So if you look, it says Chal Yom Erev Shabbat. By the way, did I say this right about Shabbos? He says, when it's on Shabbos, what did he say? Let me see again with Shabbos. You know, see. What did he say? What's that? Oh, yeah. Chal Yom Shabbat, by my own bill, Machim and Makor Leom Machim. Right. Okay. Now, so again, so Chal Yom Erev Shabbat, this is around 10 lines in the Mishnah. It says, Chal Yom Erev Shabbat, if the 14th comes out on a Friday, so the villagers will read it on Thursday by and then the cities and the will read it that day Friday. So the people who normally read on the 15th will read it on Friday. And the people who were the villagers will read it on Thursday. Okay, let's see back here in the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look. Now so Manitin Mani. So according to whom does our Mishnah go? E Rebbe Yossi. So our Mishnah can either be like Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. So my Rebbe, what's Rebbe's opinion? Now I'm going to clarify Rebbe's opinion. Tiny, but they're in the Brisa. Chal Yom Erev Shabbat, if the 14th comes out on a Friday, which is the one we're talking about, Kfarim Vayirot Gdolot Matim L'Yom HaKnisa. So according to this Tana, that the Kfarim and the Ayirot Gdolot are Matim L'Yom HaKnisa. So in our Mishnah, we said, Ayirot Gdolot, read it on Friday. Here it's in the Ayirot Gdolot and the Kfarim will read on Thursday. And the Mukaf Choma will read it on Friday. So Rebbe says, Omer Ani, Lo Yidach Vayirot Mimakoma. The Ayirot, they stay the regular date of the 14th. He says, Ella, Elu Elu Korim Bo Bayom. He says, means, Elu Elu means that the Mukafot Choma and the Ayirot will read it on Friday. And the Kfarim will be Makdim. Okay. Yeah, like our Mishnah. So again, so we have Machloket. If the 14th is on a Friday, according to the Tanakama, the Ayirot Gedolot and the Kfarim get moved back a day, and the Mukaf Choma gets moved back a day. Okay, so in other words, so we don't want the Mukaf Choma to be on the same day as the Ayirot. That's the main idea, according to the Tanakama. And Rebbe holds, no, that the Ayirot and the Mukaf Choma will read it on Friday, and just the Kfarim will get pushed back. Now, the Gemara says, so our Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe, clearly. So the Gemara says, my Tama, the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama? Tanakama is like moving everybody over one. He says, Dechti b'chol shana b'shana. It says in the Megillah, you'll read it b'chol shana b'shana every year. Ma'kol shana b'shana, Ayirot kol mot l'mukafin. Just like every year, the Ayirot are a day before the Mukafin, Afkana, Ayirot kol mot l'mukafin. So too, here too, when Purim comes out on Friday, the Ayirot are going to be a day before the Mukafin. So the Gemara says the aim of the Shana B'Shana. Well, I can play it around the other way. Why don't I say every year? Makol Shana B'Shana Ain Da'afim Ayirot Mimakoman. Every year, the Ayirot stay in the regular spot, which is the 14th of Adar. Afkalo Yidachu Ayirot Mimakoman. Maybe they should stay put. Maybe they'll say B'Chol Shana B'Shana. They should stay put. So the Gemara says Shani Hata Adlu Esher. So the Gemara says, as between those two klalim, we have a clash. So I can't satisfy both. So I'm going to do the first klal. I'm going to keep, in other words, I can't have it that they're on different days and the Ayarot stay the same day. So I'm going to favor the idea, the first idea. Okay, that's the Tana Kama. The Rebbe, my Taima, and what's Rebbe's rationale? The Chol Shana B'Shana, the same pasuk, Rebbe says every year, Mach Chol Shana B'Shana, Ain Ayarot Nidakim B'Koman, Rebbe holds that every year the Ayarot are not moved from the regular spot. Atalo Nidakim, they're not moved away. Ayarot B'Koman. So the Gemara asks, with Rebbe, Ve'ema B'Chol Shana B'Shana, Mach Chol Shana B'Shana, Ayarot B'Koman, Mutafin, why don't we say the other Sfara, that the Ayarot are always before the Mutafin? Aftanami Ayarot B'Koman, Mutafin, so Shani Hachlo Efshar. In other words, the point is, I have two klalim that clash. I can't satisfy both klalim. Which klal do I give primacy to? So the Tana Kama gives primacy to the idea that the Ayarot should be on a different day than the Mukafim. And Rebbe gives primacy to the idea that that it should always be on the 14th. That's true. Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. Unless it could be it's Rebbe, right? Yeah, so I don't know. I think in the art scroll they said something. I did not agree. They said that the calendar was already set, but I don't think the calendar was set at that time. So that I don't know. Let me just take a look. Let me see what he says here. One thing. Give me 1 second, let me take a look. All right, and then I don't know. You're right. If the 14th will come out on Shabbos, which you can't according to our luach, then you're right. Then obviously we wouldn't read on the 14th. I don't know what to say. All right, let's see. Look for the Gemara. All right, now. All right, now, the Gemara says the first medium-wide line. Okay, my Rebbe Yossi. So we said our mission could be in accordance with Rebbe, and our mission could be in accordance with Rebbe Yossi. So again, according to the time of our Mishnah, when the 14th comes out on a Friday, so the Ayarot and the Mukafat Choma, they read on Friday, and just the Kfarim get moved up to Thursday. So let's take a look. So my time with Rebbe Yossi. Did we do this? Did I jump to something? What's that? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, my Rebbe Yossi, the first medium one line. My Rebbe Yossi, the Tanya, Chaliyot Be'erev Shabbat. If Purim comes out on a Friday, Mukafin Ukfarim Makin Yom HaKnisa. So the walled city, this is a different sheet though. The walled cities in the Kfarim are Makin to Thursday. So the walled cities that are usually the latest, they're on the earliest category. So this will be Pointis Tana. When Purim comes out on a Friday, it would come out in Yerushalayim, you'd lay it on Thursday, and then elsewhere you'd lay it on Friday, just the opposite of the way we do. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, in Mukfin Kobim Layarot. And Rabbi Yossi says, the Mukfin not before the Ayarot, they both read that day on Friday. So our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yossi also, which is the way our Tana Mishnah holds. So my Tanakama, what's the reason for the Tanakama? The Thi, before Shana B'Shana. Again, the same passage as before. Baklo Shana B'Shana, Ayarot Yar Ba'asar. The Ayarot every year on the 14th. Uzmano Shozeh, Uzmano Shozeh. And the Zman for the Ayarot is different to the Zman Lukafot Kuma. Afkan, Ayarot Yar Ba'asar. So too, this year, when it's on a Friday, the Ayarot will be on the 14th. Uzmano Shozeh, Uzmano Shozeh. And it'll be a different day than Lukafot Kuma. So the Mukaf Koma we can't do after the 15th. So it's got to be, you know, Friday or Thursday. As between those two dates, the Tana Kama favors Thursday because the Megillah mentions an intent that the Mukaf Koma should be laid on a different day than the Ayarot. So we're not going to move the Ayarot. We're going to leave them where they are, but the Mukaf Koma we're going to move. It says, Ve'emu Chol Shana B'Shana, Makol Shana B'Shana, Emu Kafin Komin La'Ayarot. Why don't we say that the Mukafim are not before the Ayarot generally? Afkani Mukafim Kobilaya wrote. Shanihachal Efshar. So in other words, you're right, normally it's not before. I can't do everything. So I'm going to give primacy to the idea, though, that they shouldn't be on the same date. Okay, that's it. Now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Mukapot Choma and the Ayarot to read on Friday, the Choshana Mashana, Ma Choshana Mashana, Ain Mukapin Kobin Layarot, normally Mukapin and not for the Ayarot, I'm kind of Mukapin Kobin Layarot, we're not going to have it for the Ayarot. The Ain Choshana Mashana, Ma Choshana Mashana is Manosha Zem, Lo Manosha Zem, why don't we say every year, but they have a different Zman? Here, the way you have it worked out, Rabbi Yossi, is the same Zman. Afkan's Manosha Zem, Lo Manosha Zem. We can't do everything, so we give privacy to one klal over another klal, and that's where he calls it. Now, the Gemara says, "V'sava Rebbe, I wrote lo dachin on liyom haknisa." Now, it came out, according to Rebbe, that we're not going to push the I wrote to liyom haknisa. The I wrote is going to read on Friday. We're not going to push it to Thursday. Is that true? But Hatanya, we learned the Braisa, which is a Tosefta, chal yot b'Shabbat. If, now this is your case. If the 14th comes out on a Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, so the Kfarim are Makdim to the Thursday before, Vayirot Gedolot, Kfarim Be'erev Shabbat. Vayirot Gedolot will read on a Friday, Mukapot Kama L'Machar. Mukapot Kama will read on Sunday. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say, Ol B'Nidachu, Ayirot B'Makoman, since we're already moving the Ayirot, they're not going to be on the 14th. Nobody's running on the 14th that year. So since we're moving the Ayirot anyway, we're going to move it to Liyom HaKnisa. So the Gemara is comparing so two points. So here we had Purim was on a Friday. The 14th was on a Friday. So right. So Rebbe says we're going to leave the Ayarot where they are. We're not going to move the Ayarot. Even though it means that they're both going to read on the same day. The Krachim and the Ayarot. We're going to leave it alone because we don't want to move the Ayarot. But we see Rebbe does move the Ayarot sometimes. When the 14th is on Shabbos, he does move it, so he moves the Yom HaKnisa. So he's moving there. Why can't he move it here? So the verse is Haki Hashda. How can you compare the two cases? Hakam Zmanam Shabbati. Over there, the true Zman is really Shabbos. So I can't lay it on Shabbos. So once I'm moving it already, I'm going to move it to Yom HaKnisa. Vahaka Zmanam Erev Shabbat. Here, it's Zman. The real Zman is Friday. I'm leaving it well enough alone. Now, the verse says, Kiman Azla Hadema Rabbi Chobo Am Rav Huna. According to whom is the following statement? Purim Shchalo B'Shabbat. It means that the 14th comes out on a Shabbos. Hakol Idach Am Yom HaKnisa. Everybody gets moved to the previous Thursday. So the Gemara says Hakol Idach Am Sata Daita. Everybody gets moved. He says Va'ikim Kafin Da Avdi Machar. The Kafin are going to do on Sunday. If the 14th is Shabbos, the 15th is on Sunday. Ella Kol Nidcha Idach Am Yom HaKnisa. Anybody who's being moved will go to Thursday. Come on, to Rebbe. So that will be like Rebbe. In other words, when the 14th is on Shabbos, their Rebbe conceded that everything gets moved to Thursday. Okay, now, okay, any questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? Okay, so again, this Shabbos, I think we're at 3 o'clock, and we're 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, now, the Kuliyam Amin, Megillah B'Shabbat Lokarina. So, the Yisod, though, that everybody agrees, all the Tanaim agree, is that nobody can lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. That's a given. Nobody can lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. My time, why can't you lay in the Megillah on Shabbos? So I'm a rabbah, and you see this Gemara shows up elsewhere in Shas. We had it most recently in Rosh Hashanah, and it comes up in Sakham, Sukh, and Beyusi as well. I'm a rabbah, Kochai Mekrin Megillah. Everybody's obligated to agree with Megillah. Now, in parentheses, we have moved Kit Shofar, but that means parentheses means it usually comes out. But not everybody's expert. So everybody is obligated to read this Megillah, but not everybody's so expert in reading the Megillah. So I'm afraid that if I permit a person to lay the Megillah on Shabbos, so the person will have a Megillah, but he won't know how to lay it. So in his eagerness to do the mitzvah, he'll come to carry the Megillah on Shabbos. He says he'll bring it to the Baki to learn how to read it, but you get the idea. So behind the time of the shofar and talulah, same thing by shofar. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow a shofar because we're afraid the person will have a shofar and he'll be so eager to hear it, he'll take it to the Baki Lamod. And same thing with lulav. So that's one reason. That's reason number one. Okay, reason number two, why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. With Yosef Amar, Nishanim Shlanim Nisut Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yossi says the aniyim, they're looking for matnos aniyim. Now, on Shabbos, we won't be able to do matnos aniyim. Now, usually we get money for matnos aniyim, but matnos aniyim doesn't have to be money. Matnos aniyim could be food, could be other things. So money doesn't have to be an impediment, but you know, carrying would be an impediment and things like this. So the
making aniyim, a kinyan on Shabbos would be an impediment.
So again, what? Gift? Yeah. Well,
a kinyan on Shabbos.
Yeah,
unless it was consumable.
Right. So if it's food, it's consumable. Okay. Now, so, and again, so the aniyim, they look, in other words, at Mikra Megillah, they're looking for the matnos aniyim. He says, Tani Nami Hachi, the learned price that supports this. Alpha Pisham Ruk Farim Akim Yom HaKnisa, even though said the Kfarim are Makim Yom HaKnisa to the Monday or Thursday beforehand, Govin Bo Bayom, Umachalkin Bo Bayom, meaning on the day that they lay in the Megillah, they're going to collect money for matnos aniyim. So even though everything is moved up, we're going to collect the money when they move it up, and we're collecting the money and we're going to distribute it to the aniyim. He says, even though they said, in other words, it's not even though they said, it's because they said it. That's why it's not afalpi. You're right. It should be since the kfar makam yom kanisa. He says, Govin Bobayoma Falcon Bobayom. Mishanim Shalim is super Mikra Megillah. And let's look at this, the Rashi on this, 6 lines from the bottom in the Rashi and left hand column, the super Mikra Megillah, the Kabel Matanot Avionim, the Yashar Shabbat. They can't do it on Shabbat. Okay, now, what? So the Shalch Manot is connected to Sudas Purim. So whenever. So Shalch Manos, no. So you want to say you wouldn't be able to do Mr. Shalch Manos? Wait, let's see. It says here, I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah. So if it's a Purim Mishulash, right. So let's say it's Purim Mishulash. Let's say Purim is the 15th is on Shabbos, which it could be. So the people in Yerushalayim, they eat their, there's different shitot, but they have their Sudas Purim. I think they do Sudas Purim. They do it, I think, on Friday, and I think then they do some on Sunday as well. So let me take a look. One second.
Sunday
is whatever the Suda, whenever the Suda.
That's one of the only times we lay two of Torahs,
2 weeks in a row. Okay, let's take a look now. One second. That'll be on Friday. Okay. He says, so here's the mission on this. So he says, So the Mechaber says, Yom Kamishrasar Shabbat, the 15th on a Shabbos, in Korim Megillah B'Shabbat, like Gimlik Rotabir B'Shabbat, Megillah read on Friday, going Mount Oraniyim, and we collect them with Mechakam Zambo Yom. That's on Friday. So Friday they do Pisa Megillah Mount Oraniyim. Yom Shabbat, you have the special lading by Abba Malek, and you say Al-Nisim on Shabbos as well. Venosin Suda Purim on Yom Mechab B'Shabbat. Suda Purim, they're going to do on Sunday, which would be the 16th of Adar. Now, okay, now some hold the Suda is on Shabbos. The Gamishloch Manot B'Shabbat, Kimanot Hima Suda, that the Manot are from the Suda. So, yeah. So it sounds like it sounds like there is a way to do Shalach Manos on Shabbos for, who asked me this question with Shalach Manos? You asked me.
No, but if it were matzah, no, Evyonim, that's not consumable, you'd have an issue with the Kenyan. That was
my point. The Kenyan are going to get out because it's consumable. So one second. So Lumber Post can hold that they're going to have the Suda. The Shalach Manos is going to be the same day as the Suda. So a number of posts can hold that they'll do the Shalach Manos and the Suda on Sunday, but some posts can hold they'll do the Suda and the Shalach Manos on Shabbos. So again, so we said with the Matan Daniyim, he said, what did he say? Probably says, he says it seems like a din and hotza'a with the Shalach Manos. So I'm thinking like this, that some way, maybe I'm inviting people by Suda, I'll give them food. I'm not sure. Let me wrap up this Gemara, okay? So he says, Aval Simcha no hegin l'mizbana. So the Simcha, so means for the Kfarim. So the Matnot Aniyim is connected to the Mikra Megillah. That's so if they're mocking to the Monday or Thursday, so they do this to the Matnot Aniyim. But the Simcha, which would be the Suda and the Shalach Manos, that would be Bizman, that they're doing the 14th, if it was the Kfarim. Okay, got to break it in. It's getting late. Anyway, nice having everybody. Okay.
What about Al-Anisim? When do you say Al-Anisim?
Yeah, so Al-Anisim, I think they would say on the 4th, not super, but he means, no, you're getting, they're doing two different cases here. We're talking about the Kfarim. So they'll do Al Anisim on the 14th. Okay. Okay. Let me get this thing clear here. One second. How do I get out of this thing here? How do I get out of here? Okay. Got it.